Case number 9785, Barry A. and Mary Jane Swisher, north of Road 358, east of Brant Road, being lot 260 within Bayshore Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from the separation requirements between units in Mobile Home Park and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Please, please, sir. State your full name and address.
Our address here or our address, our residence at home?
Your residence.
Our residence, okay. Mary Jane Swisher, 1067 East Kings Highway, Coatesville, PA.
Barry A. Swisher, 1067 East Kings Highway, Coatesville, PA.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Take it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We had requested a variance through Bayshore, Mr. Cox. I believe they sent you a drawing of the mobile home. We want to put an enclosed porch on.
Mm-hmm.
And
8 by 25 foot?
Yes.
Okay.
8 by 25, well, 25 foot is enclosed.
Then you got an open one, 8 by 10.
Then the 10 foot is the outside porch, like that it's not enclosed.
Okay.
Does it have a roof over it?
Yes, the roof would be like 35 feet, but 25 feet's enclosed. And then the.
So it's an 8 by 35. 10 feet. Go ahead, Mr. Mills, I'm sorry.
So we're considering 8 by 35, not 8 by 25.
Right, it's 25 foot enclosed, and then my front porch to sit on as the 10 foot over.
When they're talking about enclosed, they just mean a roof. That's considered a closed porch in the county ordinance if it has a roof over it. So what you're saying is like it's not screened in, it's just open air, and then the 25-foot portion has walls of some sort.
Yes.
But there's a roof over the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's 8 by 35.
Yes.
That's, there you go.
That'll affect the square 35-foot,
35%
calculation. Are they there now? You're asking you want to build them?
No, our mobile home's there, but we want to put the porch on.
That's what
on.
I mean. You want to add the porch.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And then there was a little shed, a storage shed, that's on the drawing.
6 by 8. Is that there now or not?
No.
Not yet.
No, we have to add the variance.
Okay.
Gentlemen, you do have to take in the 8 by 10 on that 35% open porch.
Feet.
Right. So it's, if you look at the second sheet, I checked it out. It is your lot is 3,100 square feet, and 35% of that is 1,085. So the uses are only allowed to have 1,252. So what they're requesting, you need 167 square feet. Boy, I'm getting hoarse.
Okay, the original request was for 1,252.
Then that'd be an additional 80, so now you're up to 947, is that correct?
No, that's all included in it.
That all included, would it be an 835?
Right, right, if you add those up.
Okay.
Multiply, if anybody has a calculator, you can multiply the length times the width, that'll give you a square footage.
40%.
It's 40% of it then, right?
40% of it.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean the drawing didn't come through right? The drawing wasn't done right?
Well, according to the application, where the portion where you draw, it says the lot's 3,100 square feet, 35% is 1,085, lot use is 1,252, so that includes the 8 by 35, not 8
right.
by 25.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for 5.38%.
Increase.
Mm-hmm.
80 and
so.
These are usually calculated, the variance is usually calculated by the square foot, though, not the percentage.
That's right. By square footage, you want to do it. If you take your square footage, what you have here, like I said, 8 times.
167 is correct.
Right, I did.
You included the whole thing to begin with?
Yes.
I got you.
Yes.
That was a reason they brought him back.
That's a good one.
But John always checks me out anyway, right, Mr. Mills? You always make sure, right?
Not just you, but.
Okay. Then are there any further questions? Mr. Gates? Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9785. I don't feel it will alter the central character of the neighborhood. It won't affect the value of adjoining properties, I don't believe. And they have granted several variances in the short space.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9785. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The paperwork, does it get sent to Bayshore? What do I do for
it'll paperwork? It'll get sent to where did you put here? I didn't. Kings Highway and Coatesville, but that's where we'll send it, your paperwork, okay?